fire away, man.
Garrett talked about Sunday. He wanted, he felt like maybe there even needed to be increased intensity to practice. Just, you know, what separates teams on Sunday is the work that goes into the week, just ratcheting that up. Is that something that has been sensed? Do you think certainly executed this week in Florida?
Yeah, I think we have a really prideful group, and we all share in the responsibility of falling short of our expectations. So whenever you find yourself in this situation, if you're prideful about what you do, you're going to work as hard as you possibly can. So I think that's what he's alluding to, is just looking for every detail that we can improve on, every area that we can kind of tighten the screws up a little bit, and everybody across the board is doing that.
You got a lot of shots against the Chiefs, and that's what happened last week. What did you see on film as far as last week, and what didn't happen with the offense against last week?
Yeah, you know, I've had a couple people ask me about that. We ran some people down the field. You know, it's not like we didn't call the shots and run people in those spots. They either covered it, or the progression may have taken them somewhere else. But it certainly was not a complete change in approach and saying, hey, we're going to take shots against the Chiefs and when we're in Buffalo or not. Yeah, he's been really dedicated to his footwork, you know, and being on time, taking the proper amount of hitches to throws and things like that. And Derek does a great job of seeing the field. He diagnoses coverages very well. And there are times where I think he can manipulate zone defenders with his eyes a little bit, you know, and so we're working on that and just keeping him comfortable and getting through the progression. So he's dedicated to doing everything we ask him to do.
Derek often talks about taking what the defense gives him. But how fine is that line between taking what the defense gives you and taking what you want as an offense?
Yeah, I think that is a fine line. And I think sometimes the defense has given you more than what you may originally think. You know, so it's my job to design a good game plan that attacks the softness in defenses, or the vulnerabilities, if you will. And also my job and our coaching staff's job to get people in the right place at the right time so that we can go out and execute. So we'll continue to improve in all those areas and look forward to the second half of the season.
Does it matter then of simply reading the situation better? Because obviously you can't just go out there and say, we're just going to throw the ball deep, because teams aren't going to let you do that.
Yeah, we all have an equal share in improving this thing and you know, becoming more explosive in a week-in and week-out basis. So we're looking forward to seeing what it looks like from here on out.
What does it mean having Seth Roberts healthy and able to practice this week, and what does that do when you find out on game day that your number three wide receiver is going to be unavailable?
Yeah, you know, Seth is extremely valuable. He's a really, really good slot receiver in this league. He understands coverages extremely well. He understands how to fit into the timing of some concepts extremely well versus different looks. And navigating zone defenders and his underneath routes and so on. So we miss Seth, but, you know, it's next man up. We've always had that mentality, whether it was when Derek was banged up or Seth gets banged up, whether it's, you know, 7 days before the next game or 7 minutes before the next game. It's a next man up mentality, and that's something that Coach Del Rio has done a great job of infusing in this team from the day we got here. And, you know, we're excited to get him back, but certainly missed him on Sunday.
Last play in the first half, 2 seconds left before some other line. Jackson, you wanted to see Derek throw the ball in the end zone. Derek said not so much. But where do you fall on that? Should he have gone off the Hail Mary, or should he have done what he did and then dumped it off?
You know, we've had a lot of good discussion internally about that situation. I can do a better job in that situation. You know, Derek and Jack are on the same page there. It's not like they're divided in the thinking of it. You know, it's just a matter of their game review, you know, being in a little bit different moods, I guess. So the important thing is we're all on the same page, and going forward we'll all execute better.
You think it should have gone in the end zone, or what do you stand on?
Yeah, I think, you know, if we're calling a vertical shot, giving three guys a chance to go up and get the ball, that, you know, we give that a shot. Derek had his logic in that moment, and I got to do a better job of coaching it. So.
You guys don't do it, but there are times where you guys will pick up the pace a little bit and kind of operate like with some tempo. How do you feel like you guys execute in those instances, and is that a weapon if you like a personnel grouping on the other side that you can kind of go maybe faster?
We've had a little bit of mixed results. It's something we like to do. Certainly don't want to divulge too much as to why we like to do it. Started to try to get into it a little bit last week, and we ended up with a holding call, which was right after a 40-yard gain, you know. So we're getting cranking a little bit, and that one made us stub our toe. But, you know, we mix it in as we see fit week by week. There's different criteria that might lead us to like it a little bit more than other weeks.
The standard for the offensive line with that many Pro Bowlers is obviously sky high, but how have you seen them fit together as a run blocking unit? Are they as precise maybe as they were last year, or as you would like to see? Or?
Yeah, you know, I think we're an evolving unit. I think we're growing. We're learning each other's styles a little bit. You know, getting Marshawn back, you know, adds an element into the run game there. So it's going to be a growing process. Hopefully we've grown to this point in the second half of the season. We're able to put our best foot forward.
How do you see, and again, without giving away carry counts, but with Marshawn being kind of added back into the mix, would you anticipate a similar kind of mix as before he got suspended?
Yeah, now that we have our normal group back, I think you can anticipate similar workloads as people have had, you know, and as we've discussed before, the more first downs you get, the more opportunities you get, the more chances you have to execute your game plan. So look forward to those guys, you know, toting the rock for us and showing us what they got.
He's generally very, Marshawn's generally very careful with the ball. I mean, he's humbled once since 2014. How valuable is that, especially after a game where you had running backs let go of the ball?
Yeah, regardless of who's carrying the ball for us, we put a huge priority on protecting the football, whether it be passing the ball or carrying the ball. A guy like Marshawn that's an example of consistency in his ball security is certainly a nice thing to have back when you're stressing that after a game where we did not take care of the ball very well.
Gabe Jackson will continue to progress and work toward playing on Sunday, but John Feliciano, to have somebody who certainly showed against Baltimore that he can step in and fill into the pinch and play at a starter level. What does he bring to this team, both as an interior lineman and a special teams, a fullback, his versatility?
You know, we get a chuckle every once in a while on the sidelines. There's a big play down our sideline, and you can see our bench, and John Feliciano is always one of the first guys celebrating or helping up the ball carrier as he's gone out of bounds. The guy plays the game with passion and joy and energy and a nastiness and tenacity that, you know, I really, really respect and appreciate. So we're fortunate to have John. I talked to you guys about that a number of weeks back. You know, he is a starting caliber player in this league. And, you know, we feel very, very fortunate that, you know, if Gabe can't answer the bell, that John's ready to go.
And, oh, kick returner too.
That's right. Yep. No doubt.